Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Last month, the organization Pearls for Teen Girls invited students and chefs to collaborate. It was a way to introduce tween and teen girls to the art of cooking and to connect the community with Pearls. Here's how people who attended described it.
Phenomenal.
Delightful.
Amazing.
Prolific.
Oh, stupendous.
WUWM's Mayon Silver takes us to the event. Cheers to Pearls Who Cook.
A platter of spinach artichoke crostinis have just come out of the oven. Shania Hutchins, the cafe manager of Kinship Cafe, and 12-year-old Zuri Green are about to spoon hot pink dollops of beet-infused pickled onions on top. That garnish is Zuri's influence.
Yes, pink is my favorite color. My room is pink. I love pink. It makes me happy seeing pink.
Zuri is a member of Pearls for Teen Girls, a nonprofit that provides mentorship and opportunities to middle and high school girls. That includes one-on-one coaching, college and career readiness, and peer and intergenerational support. The organization also hosts events like this one that pair girls with professionals in a particular career. Tonight's focus is culinary arts.
So my dad cooks for the family, and I grew up like watching him and him teaching me how to season food and how to cook dishes and stuff, so I got inspiration from my dad.
Zuri and Chef Hutchins are prepping their appetizers at the Kinship Cafe in Bronzeville's spectacular Thrive on Collaboration building, also called Thrive on King. It's in the renovated Gimbel Schuster's department store that was open on King Drive from the early 1900s to about 1970, and it's a vibe. Green and Hutchins carry out the crostini to feed people who've arrived, like Mike Bartel.
Well, let me try this. This feels lovely. A moment of truth. So shall I be like Guy Fieri and tell you all the things that I like, or Bobby Flay?
Yes, it's very hot though.
Bartel bites into the crostini.
Excellent crunch. Cheese stands out, and the hint of the pickle is perfect.
Thank you.
Caitlin Cullen is welcoming people in. She's been instrumental in setting up the event since she's both on the board of Pearls for Teen Girls and is the director of the food center that now runs the Kinship Cafe.
You might know about Kinship, but you might not know that much about Pearls. You might know about Pearls, but you might not know much about the Thrive on King. And truly, you might not know these chefs yet, right?
Cullen says both Pearls and Kinship share a core value, fostering community.
It's hard out here to be alone, and as we're looking at the future that we keep walking into day after day, it's terrifying to look two steps forward and not know who's gonna walk with you. And I think Kinship and Pearls share that very much, so it's about walking together.
Cullen knows a lot of chefs in Milwaukee. She used to run The Tandem, a restaurant in Lindsay Heights. She helped pull together this crew of chefs that are mentoring the girls. In addition to Shania Hutchins of Kinship Cafe, there's Tamira White of Delicious Bites, which opened about 2 years ago on 66th and North, Josh Mendiola of Sanford, and Michaela Erickson and Joe Sutter, who plan to open a restaurant called Radish in Bayview. Erickson and Sutter are mentoring two Pearls sisters, 9-year-old Christy A and 14-year-old Soraya Culpepper. Well, how does it feel to be in the kitchen?
It feels good.
It feels very fun.
What's fun about it?
I like to learn how to cook stuff and learn new things that I can cook.
Erickson says the four sat down together the week before to get a sense of what food inspires the sisters.
She loves sushi. Her favorite thing is a shrimp roll. She wanted a dumpling soup, so we kind of did a hybrid and did a shrimp dumpling with some sushi familiar flavors, the ginger and the soy, so.
Their next goal was to celebrate Wisconsin winter produce. Erickson says even though it's limited, you can make it exciting.
So we have some cabbage as well as parsnips for a little sweetness. And then all the welcomed flavors, ginger, garlic, some fish sauce and soy sauce. And then on top of that, we have a shiitake sauce that is in the kitchen that I'm going to have to run and grab. And then some really nice green herbs, scallion, cilantro, toasted sesame, and serrano. That's a mouthful.
At that moment, Joe brings the shiitake sauce out.
He's got it. He knew.
It All right, smells thank you. Really nice.
I was describing the dish and realized we didn't have the sauce.
She says the girl's enthusiasm reminds her of herself when she was that age.
Both of them, I overheard them talking in the kitchen, and I heard them say that they wanted to be chefs. So, I mean, I think hopefully we're steering them in the right direction.
Their parents, Chris Culpepper and Aisha Barbie, are super proud. Did you try the dumplings?
Yeah, they are really good, really good. They did a great job.
Jalapenos have a lot of kick to it.
Yes, they do.
Their grandfather, Darren Alford, is there to support, too.
I love this more than you know. Our grandbabies, is just my heart is just so happy right now. It's so happy.
Alford is wearing a green sweatshirt with the Milwaukee Bucks logo, decorating it dozens of times.
I have a question for you, though. Are you happier than when the Bucks won the championship?
Yes, big time.
Josh Mendiola of Sanford Restaurant and his Pearls co-chef, Ava, have made a Filipino version of chicken soup.
In this version, it's a ginger chicken meatball, a lemongrass and ginger broth with chicken fat cooked chayote and pickled green papaya and a lot of herbs.
And for the sweet tooths in the bunch, or really those that just like a little dessert, Tamira White and Pearls girl Trinity Harris have you covered.
So what we did was I made a strawberry bun cake. We have a red velvet bun cake with a caramel drizzle. And then we have assorted cheesecake jars. Those are huge in the store. So we have a Biscoff, an Oreo, and a peach cobbler.
Trinity says it's felt good to be paired on this.
I learned that you need, like, a lot of patience with cooking. And, like, you need to, like, make sure you're, like, focused with cooking. Yeah.
Trinity's dad, Jamel Harris, says any opportunity to give kids mentorship and exposure to new skills is important.
I want every kid to experience events like this, not just my kid. One of the things my family does is we want opportunities for all children in our community. Part of the reason why we fight the way we do in our community is to give every kid an opportunity to experience nights and events like this so we can hopefully inspire them to be better people tomorrow.
And if that involves a little bit of Biscoff cheesecake, chicken meatballs, winter dumplings, and spinach artichoke crostini, all the better. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Pearls for Teen Girls is a local organization that fosters opportunities and mentorship for young women. The organization is a financial contributor to WUWM.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.